Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on the various good deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared and made for us so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the kindness and the clemency, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that like how we have various dishes, various eats and treats that we can have in this world, and we'll have many, many, many more in Jannah. Allah ta'ala in His kindness has made many, many different good deeds where a person can invest in so that he can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can apply his efforts and he can apply his mind, he can apply his wealth, apply whatever he's got, his resources that Allah ta'ala has given him, so that he can use this for akhirat. Allah has given him different investment opportunities, different investment whereby guaranteed the returns, guaranteed the capital, no risk involved, because this is something that is eternal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing it. When the government guarantees something, then we know it is a high level of guarantee. But yet there is still risk that are involved with that investment. But these investments that we have been doing the last few weeks, there are no doubt, there is no risk, nothing involved in this investment. It is just a person who is intelligent, will apply himself to all these different avenues to see that how I can take advantage of the investments that Allah ta'ala is offering me. So today's hadith, عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى البردين دخل الجنة متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever offers the two cold salas shall enter paradise. Whoever offers the two cold salas shall enter paradise. Ulama of the opinion that these two cold salas refer to Fajr Salah and refer to Asr Salah. So what it means, that the person just has to read Fajr and Asr Salah? No, what it means is that the person that takes care of these two Salahs, where generally Fajr time a person is normally engaged in sleep, and Asr time, that is the time when the business is roaring. And most people will tell you that around Asr time the shops are busy, things are busy, town is busy, that period is a busy period, but yet the person is taking out time to go for Salah. So in these two periods, if he can take out time for Salah, it means that he will show importance for the other Salahs also by default. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the two cold Salahs. That he is so careful, sleeping time he is here in the masjid, and the time when things are so busy. Other ulama of the opinion know that this refers to Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah. But most of the ulama of the opinion that it refers to Fajr and Asr Salah. So this, whenever we are feeling a bit lazy, whether it is Fajr time or Asr time, we are so busy in the shop, etc., we should remind ourselves what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us here, that whoever offers these two cold salahs, he shall enter Jannah. Jannah is on one side, and these sleep is on one side, and the business is on one side. What should I choose? Intelligent person will say, this time that I got to invest, I rather invest it in Jannah, instead of investing it in my shop at this time, or investing it in my sleep. So that's how an intelligent person is. And I got this 15 minutes to invest now. It is a time of Asr Salah. Should I invest it in Jannah? Or should I invest it in sleep? Or should I invest it in the business? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in such a nice way. That man salla al-bardini dakhal al-jannah. We'll do one more short hadith. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ وَسَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صُحِيحًا رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person falls ill or is on a journey, so one is a person who falls ill or now he's on his journey, that the tartib goes off. That he's gone sick now and his tartib will go off, or he's on journey, he's on safar, his tartib goes off. So therefore these two things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that when a person falls ill or he's on his journey, the same good deeds that he used to do whilst he was healthy or he was a resident are recorded in his favor. Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Man is sick, but he's getting rewarded of the same good deeds that he used to do when he's healthy. He's on safar, he's not able to have that same pattern that he used to have when he was muqeem, when he was resident. But because of this person's consistency that he had, Allah Ta'ala rewards him so much that he can't do it, but he's still getting rewarded. How many people are disappointed that they fell sick and they couldn't make it, they were in hospital, they couldn't make it to the masjid, or they couldn't read the tahajjud salat, or they couldn't make tilawat of Quran. And you should think of this hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that when you are sick or you're on journey, Allah Ta'ala is recording the same good deeds that you used to do when you were healthy and when you were muqeem, when you were resident. So therefore a person doesn't lose hope. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't do it, he's sick, but he's getting the full reward as though he did it. He's like a person who's getting paid leave. Continuous paid leave he's getting. Why? Because when he was working, at that time he was working properly. So this teaches us that when we are muqeem, when we are resident, and when we are healthy, then we should work properly. So Allah Pak forbid. But if we have to go out on travel or we have to get sick, then we're getting full pay, full reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't lose hope. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.